Arthur Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking a beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this afternoon, for the first half hour, Dr. Alex Doherty is with us, and he's going to be talking about a skin cream called Tautinol that is said to have amazing qualities, and an awful lot of people are using it today. And so why don't you pick up the story there, Dr. Doherty?
Well, thank you very much, Stan. I really appreciate being on your show. One of the things that happens to all of us as we age is we get these wrinkles around our eyes and our lips, and we're most of us interested in either slowing that process down or reversing it. And a few years ago, I was at an anti-aging convention watching a presentation from a dermatologist that had just made a remarkable discovery in terms of actually not only reducing, but eliminating some of these wrinkles that come along with the aging process. And I was so astounded at what I was seeing in terms of before and after pictures that I had to get involved. And one of the things that I got involved with is not only using those substances, these natural substances that they're using to reduce and remove wrinkles, but also making a product that had other nutrients that would be complementary, things that would increase moisture content in the skin, ingredients that would actually help reduce some of the inflammation that comes along with aging of the skin, and actually address several of the major reasons why we get wrinkles in the first place. And that product is now called Tautinol. And it's really quite amazing because it has several clinical studies on the various ingredients. One of the most important clinical studies I've ever seen on any kind of skincare product comes to us by way of these special proteins that are in Tautinol. And one of the amazing results was that there was within 56 days, a 44.9% removal of deep wrinkles. These are the wrinkles that most people notice when they're looking you in the eye. They're looking at your face, actually. And this is the problem that a lot of people have. They don't know if there's actually something out there besides surgery that can eliminate some of these wrinkles. And I'm going to suggest to anyone out there listening, if you're contemplating a facelift or a chemical peel or some kind of toxic procedure that may have some kind of side effect, I'm going to really encourage you to use the Tautinol first, because not only is it far, far less expensive, it is far, far better for your skin because it nourishes, it replenishes, it restores, and it's really quite an amazing product.
Well, it certainly sounds very, very effective. And now, should any of the plastic surgeons use something like that?
You can use it before and after plastic surgery, if you so desire, because it actually addresses the major reasons why we get the wrinkles. And that has to do with the aging process, where we generate what is called oxidation, and it scrambles the proteins and carbohydrates inside of our skin cells and makes them bind together. It's called cross-linking. And as that occurs, you start developing these deep wrinkles, which are partially a result of the musculature underneath the skin as well. But it turns out that your lifestyle plays an important role. If you're a smoker and a drinker and you carry on and don't get much sleep, you're going to get wrinkles far faster than the average person. But, you know, everybody can benefit from the Tautinol because it's a very, very thin serum that you just simply rub on the areas that you want to address. And I'm excited because I got to tell you about a new study.
Oh, you're going to have to hold that off until we get back from the break here.
All right, sounds
we're
good.
We're going to be taking a quick break, and when we get back, you can tell me about that new study and then tell our listeners how to get the product.
Carol. Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, Bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest is Dr. Alex Doherty, and we're talking about Tautinol, which is a serum that you put on your skin, and apparently it does away with a lot of those wrinkles. So why don't you tell us about the study you were going to...
Well, it really does. We have two wonderful ingredients in here, along with the nutrients that address the wrinkles, as well as the tightening of the skin. And one study actually showed a 60% reduction in total wrinkled area. And if I could, I wish you could see these pictures, I can just describe them. But the wrinkling around the eyes, the so-called crow's feet, and the lips were almost completely eliminated before and after. I should say after the use of the Tautinol product. One of the things that happens as we age, it's not just wrinkling. It's sagging. We lose elastic tissue. And the second major ingredient that we had added to the formula, called SepiLift, actually reduces the destruction to the elastic tissue by 81%. And because of these two proteins, these matrikines I mentioned earlier, you're actually bringing back new skin cells and you're inducing higher amounts of collagen production. That's really the primary purpose of these matrikines. So when you put these two together, it literally tightens the skin. That's why we call it Tautinol. But this is a natural process. This isn't something that fades at the end of the day and you have to put it back on to make it work. It's with time, it's actually giving you this wonderful effect by tightening the skin naturally and keeping it tight. There was a study on individuals who had sagging skin. And the product increased the tightness, the firmness of the skin of the face almost 20%. But here's the coup d'etat. It actually increased the firmness of the neck by 40%. So we had the greatest amount of sagging around the neck and the jowls. And this is the area that actually tightened the most, was the neck and the jowls. So we were very excited to see those responses. And the moisture content, our original studies were showing about 18% increase in moisture. This is very critical to make skin look beautiful, subtle, smooth. It encourages the removal of waste and the advent of nutrients into the skin cells themselves. The moisture content went up to 24%. So we were very, very excited about those responses. And I can encourage everyone out there, if you're really interested, if it's okay with you, Dr. Stan, I'd like to give out a number.
You go right ahead.
Where people can order this, and they are giving three for the price of two. You get one extra. And I do encourage you to have a two-month supply, because the greatest results were at the end of 56 days. That's why we encourage you to take advantage of the special. But if you call the 1-800 number, it's 1-800-894-5152. Let me give you that again. 1-800-894-5152. They just mentioned Dr. Stan Monteith's show, and they'll give you three for the price of two. The product is called Tautinol, and it's designed to eliminate those fine lines and wrinkles that come along with the aging process or with the smoking process or whatever else is causing it.
Well, I know that there's so many people today who are going to plastic surgeons or elsewhere for treatment. There seem to be almost this fixation with our parents, and yet, so much of that is so very, very expensive, and so many of the injections, you know, have to be given over and over again, whether it be the collagen or the various substance that they use, Biox, you know, and they just don't last for a period of time. That's
true, and I have a relative who unfortunately had a very negative response on her third facelift and had to have a fourth surgery to try to correct some of the problems. I'm not saying that most people don't have a good response. According to the plastic surgeons themselves, it's less than half a percent in terms of serious side effects. But that's not the issue. The issue is there's quite a few people that don't like the results after the surgery, even though there may not have been some medical problems. I was watching a very popular dance show on TV the other night, and there was a famous entertainer that I've gone to see. I actually saw him before he had his facelift, and I can tell you this, he looked like he was in a wind tunnel all the time. This is kind of the response people get when they have a facelift. Some people just don't look that good, and you actually look better before the facelift than afterwards. So you do run a risk. It's not always perfect. And here you have a natural product that is eliminating many of those fine lines and wrinkles. You look more youthful. The skin is healthier. We've added squalene to the product. This is a wonderful natural oil that helps keep moisture in. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. We have the hyaluronic acid, which helps to retain the moisture. So you have ester vitamin C, which gets into the skin and helps protect the skin, reduces the free radical damage, which causes the cross-linking, the actual wrinkling process itself. So we're addressing many of the reasons why people have this wrinkling process, and it keeps the skin, it actually becomes better and better and more youthful appearing with time. I've been using it now for 2 years because, as one of the innovators of the product, I've had the advantage of being on the product for a long time. And I had a business meeting not too long ago, and the first thing the doctor says to me, he says, "Oh, you've had a facelift." And I said, "No, I have not had a facelift." I said, "I'm using a product that I helped develop. It's an exciting product." Now he's using it because he wants to get the same benefit. A lot of men use alcohol-based aftershave lotions, which is not healthy for the skin. And I use this Tautinol right after I shave. It's very soothing. It's very comforting. It's not just for the ladies, although over 90% of the sales, of course, are for ladies. We do recommend that you use the product twice a day if you are a woman, and you can put your makeup and your cosmetics on over it. There's no problem. You just have to wait 5 minutes after you make the application. But you're going to find with time you're not going to have to use so many cosmetics because your youthful appearance of your skin is going to return. And there is a money-back guarantee. If you don't like the response at the end of that first 30 days, send the products back for a full refund. We absolutely guarantee your satisfaction.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good offer. And would you like to get your telephone number out again? And is there, do you have a website at all? Where it's...
Not yet, but please take advantage of the special offer, 3 for the price of 2. Just mention Dr. Monteith's show. And that's 1-800-894-5152. 1-800-894-5152. The product is called Tautinol for those wrinkles we all get as we age. And Dr. Monteith, thank you for having me on. It was a pleasure once again.
All right. God bless, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, this has been Dr. Alex Doherty, and certainly we enjoy having him on. We've had him on in the past talking about other products put out by the same firm. And as you know, of course, you'll hear them regularly covered here at Genesis. Well, we're going to have the rest of the time today wide open. So if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And I wonder what you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the economy and how we actually got into the mess we are? And certainly if you're watching what's happening throughout the world, why, you find that even though the Canadian dollar is doing very well, a lot of Canadian firms are having some difficulty because of the reluctance of many people to loan on commercial paper. Or if you hold commercial paper and you're anticipating you're going to be able to get any money for it, why, sometimes you can't. And certainly as so many of our businesses are simply run on borrowed money. And as long as you make enough money to pay the interest on the borrowed money and you got a profit, that's great. But if you can't borrow the money, why, the business goes down. And certainly they're having trouble up in Canada. A recent article about one of the companies operating in the far north, and they had put their money into commercial paper thinking it'd be safe there, and then they were going to begin cashing it in when they needed the money, and suddenly they found that they couldn't get the money for the commercial paper, and they weren't able to continue operating, weren't able to bring the supplies in during the wintertime that, of course, is so necessary in the far northern parts of Canada to be able to sit literally to survive. Because believe me, it's pretty cold and pretty brutal up there. And then, of course, they're having trouble over in Great Britain. The pound seems to be dropping and having some real problems over there. Of course, you remember they had the default. They had one of the major banks over there that was having a run on the bank. And so what did the Bank of England do? Why, they did what all irresponsible central bankers did, and they just bailed out this Northern Rock Company. But if you do that, you've got to expand the money supply, because the federal bank, the central bank, doesn't have any money of their own. So they simply have to expand the money supply to try to keep this thing afloat. And this is what happens over and over again. And this is why you get into problems. Money has value because you cannot create an unlimited amount. Here in the United States, they have been creating literally unlimited amounts of currency and expanding the credit, making it very, very easy to borrow money. But by so doing, you tend to destroy the value of the money that people hold. Today, contrary to everything you're being told, the inflation rate, according to Bob Chapman, who we have on regularly on another network, is running about 11%. And the M3, which is the figure that the Fed refuses to print now because they don't want you to know what's going on, is running close to 14%, which means a couple of years from now, why, we'll be running a 14% interest rate, and it doesn't take very long at that rate before you destroy the value of our currency and you destroy the savings of people all across America. And the other countries are doing the same thing. They're increasing the money supply up to 30 or 40% in some other countries, Russia and China, and so doing, they're going to destroy the value of the currency people have worked for so very hard for so long. Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. They're having trouble in France with their economy. They're having trouble in Germany with the economy. We're on the verge of a worldwide crisis, and and few people have any idea what lies ahead.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
In fact, it was Aristotle who said there's absolutely nothing wrong with the fiat money system as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. And that's absolutely true. They tried it in Greece. They tried it in Rome. They've tried it over and over again through the centuries, and they've always failed because government officials always act irresponsibly. Now, of course, they could maintain the increasing the money supply at 1% or 2% a year. You'd have 1% or 2% inflation because it is the amount of money that's out there that determines inflation, and people could live with that. And for a time, certainly after what happened when Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, why the Fed did act responsibly, and then they began massively to increase the money supply, and we got into an inflationary spiral, which by 1979 was up to an inflation rate of 15%, and the only thing that saved our currency at that time was Paul Volcker, who raised the interest rates to 20% and cut off credit. So you couldn't borrow money anywhere in the country. It was almost impossible to borrow. And as a result of that, the whole economy just collapsed. We had an unemployment rate that was at 9% going towards 11%. People didn't have jobs. People were willing to work for less. They were desperate. And by clamping down on the economy in the early 1980s, why, they were able to slow down what was happening. Of course, that was one reason why Ronald Reagan won the presidency back in 1980, because of the Carter, he called it the Carter Depression. In fact, Ronald Reagan had a wonderful little saying. He said, you know, a recession is when your neighbor loses his job. A depression is when you lose your job, and a recovery is when Jimmy Carter, President Carter, loses his job. Well, of course, the whole idea being that Jimmy Carter was responsible for what had happened, and really, of course, was all the machinations of the Federal Reserve System. But, of course, as soon as Ronald Reagan got in, there was a continued depression. And so how do you get out of depression? Why, you lower the tax rate. In fact, you lower the tax rate 30%. And, of course, that gives everybody a lot more money to spend. And then, of course, you lower the interest rate, and, of course, you expand the money supply. And that's how you get out of a recession. But, of course, when you do that, well, you lay the grounds for another runaway inflation. And so this is exactly what's happened, because there is no discipline of gold. And it is the discipline of gold that's kept government officials from acting irresponsibly. And of course, what happened is if they acted irresponsibly, they lost all of their gold, the value of their currency plummeted, their goods would become more competitive in the world market, and then they would sell more goods and they'd get more gold, and the gold supply would go up again, and then of course their dollar would get stronger, and their currency would get stronger. As the currency got stronger, the goods would become less competitive, and gold was sort of a balance there. It kept things from getting out of line. A gold-backed currency is certainly the most efficient means of maintaining the value of savings. And, of course, what happens, and is happening in America today, is the people are being robbed of their savings through the process of inflation. They don't even realize it. They take their money, they put it in the bank, they put it in treasury bonds, and they don't understand. They may be getting 5% interest on their treasury bonds, but with an inflation rate of 6 or 7 or 8%, they're losing money. And not only that, but the government has the audacity to charge you interest on the 5% you're getting. Today, according to Bob Chapman, I think he's absolutely right, the inflation rate's running about 11%. And, of course, the M3, which anticipates what inflation is going to be a few years from now. And you need to understand these terms, M2, M3, because they don't print the M3 anymore, because they don't want you to know that they have printed it for many years. Something they tell us, it's just too difficult to get the information together, too expensive. Ladies and gentlemen, they have a budget there. They did, at least when Alan Greenspan went into the Fed, of $300 million a year, a staff of thousands of people, and they can't come up with M3 figures? No, it's not that they can't. They don't want you to know that right now the M3 rate is running in the neighborhood of 14%, which, of course, anticipates that's where inflation is going to be a couple of years from now, as we move, of course, into a period of monetary crisis collapse throughout the world. And then they're going to come up with a new currency, and you're going to lose the value of everything you've worked for all of your life, unless it's in some sort of a fixed asset. Because, of course, that's what's happened down through the years when people have gone into a fiat money system. Remember, fiat money system worked fine as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our number, 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791, and if you have something you'd like to talk about, give us a call, and certainly we'd be glad to talk to you about it, but right now we're talking about the economy, and of course the question is, how did we get into the mess we are today? Certainly, you know, we're seeing people, many, many people, being required to take lower wages, and certainly the people within the automotive industry, the people within the automotive parts industry, many people, you know, who are working for private contractors are just having to take cuts in pay, cuts in pay. Bank of America is laying off literally thousands of people. Many of our financial institutions are laying off large parts of their staff. Certainly the construction industry, which made up at least 25% to 35% of our gross domestic product, the construction industry is having to have major layoffs because people are just not buying houses the way they used to. And everything points to the fact that we are in real economic problem. And it's not just here in the United States. Over in China, while we sold them, you know, oodles and oodles and oodles of these collateralized debt obligations that they thought were going to give them a fixed income on their investments, you know, from America, and instead of that, why they find out that they may only be worth 25 cents or 15 cents or 10 cents on the dollar in the open market. And do you think the Chinese are going to buy any more of our bonds? In fact, right now, everything suggests that They and other countries are trying to unload the treasury bonds. Now, since we have to borrow several billion dollars every day, it's estimated about $3 billion every day just to keep things going, what are we going to do when, of course, other countries are not buying our treasury bonds? Well, the only thing that can be done is for the Federal Reserve System to simply create the money out of nothing and put it into the treasury bonds so that we can continue paying our bills. But when you do that, once again, it's highly inflationary. And this is what people don't understand, is that inflation destroys the value of your bank account, of your bonds, of your annuities, of your CDs, of your pensions. Everything that you have that's denominated in dollars is systematically wiped out by inflation. Yes, it may be fine if you have a lot of debt, because the debt wipes out the value of the debt that you're required to pay, but down the line, everybody loses from an inflationary spiral, and that is exactly what they're planning on today. They know what they're doing because they want to destroy the currency system of the world. Why do they want to do that? Because they want a world government. And you can't have a world government unless you have a world currency. And that's what it's really all about. Now, if you'd like to read the master plan, of course, first of all, we've told you many times, you'll see it written up in the Earth Charter, and you can get that on the Internet, or we'd be glad to provide it for you. But the Earth Charter is written by three very wealthy people, all of them involved in one way or another with the occult. And on point 10A of the Earth Charter, they call for equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. But there's also a great new article that occurred earlier this year in Foreign Affairs magazine, which is the theoretical journal of the Council on Foreign Relations, where they call for a global currency, because saying that certainly the individual countries can't be trusted to issue their fiat money, there's no gold backing the money. Why, they can create prosperity and simply by printing more money. And most of the countries in the world are printing at least a 10 to 12% increase in the money every year, which is disastrous. But some are printing 15%, some are printing 20%. Some people are increasing their currency in circulation 30%, and I believe it's Russia that's increasing their currency by 40% a year. That's wonderful. Everybody, of course, is just living so high on the hog, and there's all this money out there, and they can afford to do all sorts of things. The only trouble is that eventually the prices begin to rise, and then you've got to print more money to keep things going. And somebody once said, you know, the trouble with the Fed is the purpose of the Federal Reserve System is to remove the punch bowl just when the party gets exciting, meaning very well when we begin to get an inflationary spiral and everybody's living high on the hog. It's the purpose of the Fed to come in and put the clamps on before of this exuberant of money, this fiat money system, destroys the economy. So you take away the punch bowl, you stop the party. But if you don't do that, the whole system's destroyed. Now, when you have the discipline of gold, that doesn't happen. And what this article in Foreign Affairs magazine says, and remember, Foreign Affairs is the theoretical journal of the people who control the world. And when you see something in Foreign Affairs, you want to at least evaluate what they're saying and put it into its proper context. Not every article there is prophetic, but many of them actually are. And you can anticipate what the future holes and who the real key players are by who and what people are writing in Foreign Affairs magazine. And this article in Foreign Affairs calls for a global currency. And it will be a global gold-backed currency, because, of course, they realize that the current system we have now is doomed to failure and is going to destroy everything. But what they really want is not a national gold-backed currency. What they want is a international gold-backed currency that is privately issued. Because, after all, can't we trust the bankers a lot more than we could trust our government officials? And, well, of course, people don't understand. Our bankers are our government officials. They're the ones who buy and sell politicians, create money out of nothing. And certainly today in Washington, D.C., and in certainly over there, in the British Parliament and sitting in the Parliament of Germany and France and nations throughout the world are the finest politicians that money could buy. They have been bought and purchased, most of them, by people of great wealth who are using the wealth that they've created out of absolutely nothing to buy up the politicians and the governments of the world as we move away from national sovereignty towards a new world order and a new world religion. Well, if you're out there, give us a call at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Like to know what you're thinking about? Like to know how you feel about the war with Iran? Do you think there's going to be one? What did you think of President Ahmadinejad? What did you think about his talk he gave at Columbia? Did you see his talk with the 60 Minutes last Sunday, where he was, of course, interviewed by Scott Pelley, and I thought that Scott Pelley came through as very, very angry and hostile, and President Ahmadinejad just smiled all the time, and of course, his answers, he said, we're not trying to build nuclear weapons. I am a Muslim. I have to tell the truth. Well, of course, we have a lot of people who profess here to be Christians here in the United States, and you'll never find them telling the truth. But President Ahmadinejad said, we are not trying to build nuclear weapons. We are not sending equipment, or at least he said that certainly he was not sending any equipment or terrorist equipment to the people in Iraq because they wanted stability there. And everything that we're hearing about the Iranians supplying weapons of the terrorists just is not true. Well, of course, I think that there may be an element of this he really doesn't understand, and that is, of course, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Now, for those of you out in the listening audience who've never heard this story, it really is rather incredible, but it really is true, and I've had this confirmed from several reliable sources, people of intelligence who've confirmed exactly what I'm about to tell you. Again, our number, 1-800-259-5791. Would love to hear from you if you're out there. But right now, it happened, as you remember, 1953, the Iranian people had done the unthinkable. They'd held a democratic election and elected a man they wanted to rule them. His name was Mossadegh. And, of course, when Premier Mossadegh took power, he wanted, of course, to secure the oil holdings of Iran for the Iranian people, and they'd been stolen by the British oil companies, by American oil companies. So he nationalized the oil system. I don't know what he was going to give the foreigners who drilled wells, but I'm sure he would have come up with something fair. But we didn't want something fair. We wanted the oil. And so the CIA went in, and in violation of all international laws and protocols, we toppled Premier Mossadegh, imprisoned him for the rest of his life, and installed the Shah of Iran. Well, the Shah, in many ways, was sort of a benevolent despot, but he was still a despot. But, of course, his one major failing was that he did not control his secret police. His secret police were recruited and trained by the Central Intelligence Agency that had brought the Shah to power, and the secret police that the CIA had trained was vicious and brutal, and of course they committed many atrocities against the people. And because of the activities of the secret police, many people lost faith in the Shah, opposed him, and were quite willing to support the Ayatollah Khomeini and the mullahs when they came to power, simply because they hated the Shah's secret police. But if you remember and you go back to that time, it was the United States that brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power. He was living in France. The CIA was funding him there. The CIA actually put pressure on the Shah. Did everything they could to undermine his position. Made sure he couldn't buy weapons anywhere in the world. Insisted that he release the political prisoners, that he not have any censorship on the media there. And of course, we're big enough telling the sovereign of another nation how to run his country, but we do it all the time. The CIA then gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. They told him to leave the country the next day or else. And as the Shah's sister said, with the Americans as allies, you certainly don't need enemies. And so the Shah of Iran left. The Ayatollahs were brought to power, the Ayatollah Khomeini, this radical Islamic cleric. But what most people do not know was that the Ayatollahs then had this, the Shah, secret police, and instead of punishing them for their crimes against humanity, they simply adopted them and let them become the Ayatollah secret police, and they became then the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. And of course today we hear a lot about the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, how they're the basis of terrorism throughout the Middle East, and they may very well be. They were the ones that organized Hezbollah, and Hezbollah back in 1983 organized the bombing of the American embassy in Beirut, the bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut. I think there were about 240 Marines who were killed at that time. And the amazing thing is, the American government knew all about it ahead of time and did not try to stop the bombing and did nothing in the way of trying to make reprisals against the people who arranged the whole thing. And that doesn't make sense. Now, if you want to check out that story, you'll find it at in a book we carry called See No Evil by Robert Baer, who was a CIA agent. And of course, the purpose of his book, he keeps going back to the thing. Question he always had as a CIA agent working in the Middle East, and that is, who was behind the bombing of the Marine barracks and the embassy in Beirut, in the year 1983, and why was nothing ever done? Well, of course, it was done. He found eventually before he left the CIA that it was done by Hezbollah. And, of course, Hezbollah was an extension of Iran, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which was an extension of the CIA. And I believe it still is an extension of the CIA. And I believe that most of what's going on over in the Middle East, and whether it be up in Pakistan, where, of course, the ISI, the Pakistani intelligence, is financing the Taliban, who are killing American boys in the poppy fields and villages of Afghanistan. But the ISI has always been working hand in glove with the American Central Intelligence Agency. And that's covered in a number of books, Dollars for Terror, Unholy Wars. I think that was the title of the book by James Cooley. Both of those books came out in 1979, and there were a number of books that came out at that time that pointed out the relationship between the CIA and Al-Qaeda and this radical Islamic movement. And, of course, we do carry one book. It's called The Devil's Game. It's still in print. That goes into the background of how the American CIA financed Al-Qaeda and financed Osama bin Laden. And, of course, if you've read the President Bush's speech on the 20th of September 2001, just 9 days after the 9/11 bombing, you'll find that President Bush admits that the United States was the major funding source of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan at that time. Well, Afghanistan was the Taliban. They controlled the country. So why were we the major funder of the Taliban that was giving sanctuary to the wicked Osama bin Laden and his wicked Al-Qaeda followers? Or is it possible that nothing that we see today is real? Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we'd love to hear from you. Is it possible that there is another agenda, that there's a master cosmic plan that's being carried out today to plunge America into a massive war in the Middle East and a massive war with the Muslim world? And this coming war with Iran is going to tie us up there for another 20 years and lead to the destruction of our society. It was simply Cicero back, you know, before Christ was born, you know, who was a Roman senator, who said, you know, the budget must be balanced. Foreign wars must be eliminated. The arrogance of officials must be tempered, and aid to foreign countries must be diminished, else Rome will go bankrupt. And yet that's exactly what we're doing today. Nothing has changed. Oh, we are not balancing our budget. Oh, our armies are all over the world. Our politicians are arrogant, and our bureaucrats are arrogant, and we have programs of massive foreign aid which are in the process of bankrupting our country. And I believe that there is a program to destroy America today, And it's not being waged by Osama bin Laden living over a cave. It's being waged by people in Washington, D.C. who hate America, who want to destroy our national sovereignty and bankrupt our nation and plunge us into a series of unending wars. Perpetual war to bring about perpetual peace, because their loyalty is not to the United States. But it is this dream of a new world order and a new world religion and a new world leader. And of course, this plan has been around for thousands of years. And if you haven't read the book, The Secret Destiny of America, that's The Secret Destiny of America. We do carry it. It was written by a Satanist named Manly P. Hall. It's not listed on our regular catalogs or regular lists or website, but you can get the book if you call 1-800-544-8927 and ask for The Secret Destiny of America. And what is that secret destiny? Why, for, according to Hall, for 3,000 years there have been secret societies working to bring about world democracy. And why are we fighting in Iraq today? Why, to bring about democracy, don't you know? That's what it's all about, to bring about democracy. Well, you need to get The Secret Destiny of America. You need to get the DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, and Riddles in Stone, excellent documentaries that will begin to take you behind the scene to an understanding of what's really going on in the world today. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, I'm just wondering where our... Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age. So get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-satosterols than ordinary soft palmetto. So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I certainly am. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. And if you believe that we have a message that's important, if you believe, as I do, that we're involved in a spiritual battle, and their powerful secret societies working right in Washington, D.C., intent upon the destruction of our nation financially, morally, politically. Why, we do hope many of you will join the Radio Liberty family. You know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day. And, of course, we have about 60 outlets every week. It's an expensive proposition. And, quite frankly, we need your help to keep doing what we're doing. And if there was ever a time when we needed a voice of reason out here to explain to people what's really going on, it's now. So if you can help us, our number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Because America is under attack today. And then, of course, we want to remind you about our all-day seminar on the 28th of October, and hopefully many of you will be able to come from out across America. If you're coming, let us know. You've only got a couple of days now. If you're going to get the hotel rooms at a special discounted price, otherwise you'll have to get the hotels at the same, at the regular price. But here in North Shore, Monterey Bay, the program's going to start at 8:30 in the morning, go through till 5:30 in the evening. It'll be a great time. We do hope that many of you will be able to come. And we usually have people from all over the country, and we hope to see you there. October 28th, you're going to have reservations because we're serving lunch. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you, if you have not yet laid in your emergency food supplies or water supplies or the other supplies that's for things that you're going to need if we have a crisis, I believe if we go to war with Iran, there are going to be dramatic results right here in America. And there could be civilian, there could be a certain amount of civil unrest. I believe there may well be terrorist attacks in this country. I believe that there probably are terrorist cells here. Maybe even set up by the CIA. Doesn't matter who sets them up. We could certainly get a cascading effect of results if there should be some explosions or chemical or biological or neurological warfare. So if you haven't laid in your emergency supplies, you haven't got your water filters, you haven't got water barrels or pumps or dehydrated food that will last you for a good while, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We'll be glad to send you a catalog free of charge. That's an emergency food catalog. You really should have other alternative things on hand, not medicines, but health foods, and we have a health food catalog. And if we have a regular catalog, for that matter, we'll send them all, or none of them to you. We'll just send you a letter if you'd like. But if you have an emergency catalog, emergency food catalog, don't put off making your preparations, because, of course, once something happens, you're not going to be able to get these supplies at all. And I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to happen, but I will tell you, I believe that we're in for some very difficult times. Because if God is just, he's going to bring his justice on this country. And you're going to have to look after yourself, and you're going to have to be prepared to help others. And so if you need the equipment, if you need the barrels, you need the pumps, you need the grinders, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. You really need, of course, to get a DVD on sheltering in place, how you can use your home to be safe. You need to certainly get the book Nuclear War Survival Skills. And if you want to get a kit that shows you how to build a radiation meter, they can be built. Everything comes in the kit, except you need a can to put it in, but it's all there. It's a lot less expensive than going out and buying one of those fancy meters. Oh, that'll take you a little time, but it can be done. Actually, it's a plan that was put out by the Defense Department. You need to get the book of Sydney, Making the Best of Basics. We have so much information that you need on civil defense. Start thinking about it. Make your plans accordingly and prepare to help yourself and your friends. And we'll be back here in just a moment at Radio Liberty.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
You're listening to GCN.
This is Arthur Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, the views of our guests. And for the this hour, our guest is going to be Dr. Professor Roger Masters, and we're going to be talking about the addition of hydrofluorosilicic acid to the water supply of our nation in the name of water fluoridation. So, Dr. Masters, thank you so very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, could you give us a little of the background? Why were you concerned about this substance called hydrofluorosilicic acid that is being added to so many of the water supplies across America today? And what do you think the danger of this is, if any?
Well, let me start by describing how something can come out of the blue to surprise you. And that's, I think, what happens when you start out being a professor who's doing one thing, and suddenly I became interested in... I was studying sort of politics, and suddenly I realized that science is having this big effect on what we know about human nature, and I think it was a good idea to study that. And so I began to study how things like the biology of monkeys and apes could help explain politics, and then I started thinking about how the brain works and brain chemistry. I went to a meeting, and I heard a man get up, a retired oil executive, and he said he had fascinating information that violent criminals have high levels of lead or manganese in their blood.
They had high levels of lead or manganese, right.
Or manganese in their blood.
Right.
Well, I thought this was kind of interesting, and I immediately got the idea of, and I got the EPA to give me some money to check, that would mean that if there's pollution with one of these two heavy metals, these are heavy metals, as they're called, and they have an effect on brain chemistry, and then the pollution with one of those two heavy metals would mean in that same area there ought to be more violent crime, taking everything else into consideration, like economics and race and everything. And so I got some money and I did the studies and I published them, and what I found was, yes, indeed, pollution with lead or pollution with manganese were dangerous and they increased the crime rate. And I published this material in several scientific journals, and then a news program picked it up and sort of made fun of this crazy professor at Dartmouth, thinks that the pollution causes crime. And that program had to be heard by a chemical engineer who lives just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. His name is Myron Copeland. And Mike called me up and he said, have you ever heard of silico fluorides? I said, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And this is the story. The man who called me up had been, during World War II, a chemical engineer who had the following job. And this will explain where this chemical comes from and why all of this happened. The job was to deal with the toxic chemicals that result from processing weapons-grade uranium. And
that problem arose because during World War II, Eisenhower had told President Roosevelt about the possibility of making a nuclear weapon, but suddenly, when Hitler took over Czechoslovakia, there was the best uranium in all of Europe in the part of Czechoslovakia he took over. And people became very worried that the Germans were working on a nuclear weapon, which apparently they were.
All right, Frank, I've got to ask you to hold that thought for just a minute. We're going to bring some other stations on board.
Sure.
We'll lose some stations for a moment, and we'll be right back.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Well, this is hard to stand, and Professor Master is simply saying that to process the uranium here in the United States during the Second World War, they had to use this product called hydrofluosilicic acid, and this was a top-secret undertaking. So please pick up the story from there.
Well, in order to keep things quiet as to how much uranium we were processing from this phosphate rock, we couldn't have anybody realized that we had large amounts of fluosilicic acid that we were being left over from some plants in Florida, particularly because that's where the uranium was in the rock to be processed. So the Manhattan Project got the bright idea of, first of all, suggesting to everybody in the country that fluoride was good for your teeth, and so sodium fluoride should be put in water or toothpaste. Sodium fluoride is a very simple chemical. It has sodium and fluoride, and you put it that in the water, and it separates or dissolves. And then if the fluoride gets in your tooth, it as it does when you use toothpaste with sodium fluoride, it hardens the surface of your teeth, and therefore you have fewer cavities. And the whole trick was to get people to use sodium fluoride in toothpaste and then to put it in the water.
Yeah, in other words, this was a means of getting rid of the hydrofluorosilicic acid.
Well, no, it started as just being good for your teeth.
Right.
And then it was a bait and switch. That is, once people began to use sodium fluoride, immediately, it was argued, well, fluorosilicic acid was just as good as sodium fluoride because the fluoride would come off the fluorosilicic acid, it would dissolve, and it was cheap and there was plenty of it, so it didn't make any difference.
And basically, this was a means of getting rid of this toxic waste.
That's right.
Process that they were getting so much of because they were, of course, creating and refining the uranium. So they had to get rid of it.
They were getting rid of it as a way, as a health measure to improve your teeth. And so all the uses of fluorosilicic acid were described as, quote, fluoridation.
But, of course, isn't this a deadly poison? Isn't this an extremely toxic substance?
Well, it does break down. It just doesn't break down completely. And it's very diluted when it's in water. That is, if I take a cup of arsenic and I give it to you, you may be dead. But if I take a cup of arsenic and I put it in a huge reservoir, let the whole arsenic all sort of get stirred around in say the Quabbin Reservoir in Massachusetts, then there's so few molecules of arsenic in any one glass that it's not going to kill you. So the whole idea was, Sally said it this way, the solution to pollution is dilution. If we just dilute it in enough water, it won't be a problem.
Well, if that's really true, are there any problems with hydrofluorosilicic acid in the drinking water of communities across America?
Well, the amazing thing is that because the switch from sodium fluoride, which was tested, sodium fluoride was carefully tested, and then the dental community was convinced that fluoridation was a marvelous solution to tooth decay. So you'll frequently hear people say, as Dr. C. Everett Koop has said, that fluoridation was the greatest public health discovery of the 20th century, fluoridating a public water supply. Thinking about fluoridation, well, sodium fluoride can't possibly harm anybody or doesn't harm anybody. It was tested, it's safe. What people just have never said, and I've heard many people make public statements about, quote, water fluoridation without reference to the chemical that's used. And I've asked people who make such statements, such as Mr. Koop, would they discuss with me publicly the difference between sodium fluoride and the silicon fluoride? And the answer is that there's just no willingness to do that. No one's ever done it because people just talk about fluoridation.
But of course, it's not fluoridation. 90% of the community have fluoridation.
Well, the point is that it's a little bit as if I were to tell you that you'd be a lot healthier if you had a package of vitamins and some pills of vitamins and minerals, and you took some pills every morning. And I put on the market a kind of vitamin pill that has vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C, and arsenic. And suddenly people are dying all over the place, and nobody understands why until they realize, oh, the vitamin pills have arsenic in them. That is, if you don't know what's in the pill, you don't know why it could be dangerous. And the idea of just talking one way for convenience, which is not scientifically accurate, gets you into a lot of trouble. And I can give you a lot of examples of this, for instance, so we don't spend too much time on one thing too narrowly. There's a big discussion about what's called embryonic stem cells in the United States.
Right.
But the stem cells that are used in experiments are not from embryos that could be living human beings at all. They're from what's called blastocysts. That is, a fertilized egg that's going to be thrown away is the extra eggs in vitro fertilization. It's a totally different thing. When you get into the very precise things about science, you can explain them to the general public, but you have to take your time and not use the fancy words. So I spend all my time talking about blastocysts. Your audience is going to say, well, what is he talking about? If I say, well, artificial in vitro fertilization for people who can't have babies naturally involves taking about 10 eggs from a woman, the wife, fertilizing them with sperm and putting them in a freezer, and then one at a time trying to get that fertilized egg to attach to the womb and become an embryo and give rise to a pregnancy. And it usually takes two or three. Sometimes it takes four or five, so they just make sure that it'll work. They fertilize 10 and throw away the extra ones. Well, those extra ones are going to be thrown away, and so suddenly it's a question, can those extra fertilized eggs be used for something healthy? Now, that's a way of talking about stem cells that nobody has discussed very much, to my knowledge. Have you ever heard anybody say that?
No, I haven't. No, but what does this have to do specifically with hydrofluosilicic acid?
What it has to do with hydrofluosilicic acid is that if you get very careful and talk about things very precisely, instead of just being in a hurry. And so if you say, what's the chemical that's being added to the water, not fluoridation is good, but using sodium fluoride is good, or using fluorosilicic acid is good. The big difference between a quick and easy way of talking, because it's convenient and you're lazy, and an exact way so you don't confuse one thing with another.
Well, now, of course, you did extensive studies across America on the influence of the hydrofluosilicic acid in water supplies, and what did you find?
Well, it's very easy with a computer. I take it a lot of people understand what a spreadsheet is now.
Right.
Lots of columns and rows. So I have a spreadsheet, and it has every county in the United States. There are 3,141 counties. And I got in there all kinds of things. What's the population? What percent have high incomes? Or what's the average income, the average education, race? Lots and lots of things like that. Then I can say, well, what's the crime rate? And I can do a statistical thing that indicates, oh, there's more crime when there is one thing rather than another.
Now, of course, you're speaking now of whether or not they have hydrofluosilicic acid in the water supply. Is that a factor?
Yes. When I did that, what I found was that there are a lot of other things that obviously are connected with crime. For instance, income is connected with crime. Ethnicity is associated with crime, though I think for reasons that are not genetic at all, as you suddenly can figure out when it turns out it's poor people who are most likely to absorb lead, and that effect is more dangerous for blacks than for whites for a particular biological reason, and so it's poor blacks who are especially at risk for absorbing lead, and wherever that's happening, there's more crime.
And, of course, there's a relationship between the lead that they're absorbing and the presence of the hydrofluosilicic acid in the water.
That's correct.
See, that is
the connection has to do with, first of all, the correction with a crime. The correction with a crime is that the lead has an effect on a brain chemical. That is, the chemical that's involved in sort of having good judgment and making a decision without getting too impulsive. It's called dopamine.
And, of course, basically then lead in the blood of these people actually influences the brain chemistry and has a profound impact then on behavior.
Yes. I mean, lead can be associated with more learning disability, more alcoholism, and more violent behavior.
And, of course, in your studies, you actually found that certainly in areas where there was hydrofluoric acid, there was an increased lead level, and much higher in blacks than in whites. Would that be a fair statement?
That's right. And more crime, and more substance abuse, and more learning disabilities. The point about this, which is important for every listener to understand, is that using this chemical has effects that are really racist.
Hold that. We'll be back here in just a moment. We're talking about hydrofluorosilicic acid and true racism in America.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Carthenic Minute. In the 19th century, gas engines were the buzz. In the 20th, airbags took front and center. So which automotive invention could top the list in century number 21? Hang around for a wheelie, wheelie great idea when I come back. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Fred Flintstone thought the wheel idea was written in stone. But he spoke too soon. Introducing the Osmos wheel, a hubless orbit consisting of a single outer ring. Gone are the center spokes and constraints of conventional mid-wheel configurations. This new wheel design incorporates a tire rod interface, improving handling, decreasing structural stress, reducing wear, and boosting braking efficiency. Add a futuristic look to the list and a 2010 product rollout, and what was old is very new again. Now that's what I call reinventing the wheel, George Jetson style. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Moment of hope. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Professor Roger Masters from Dartmouth, and he studies brain chemistry and the effects of specifically toxins on brain chemistry that result in violent behavior. that many times, of course, leads to criminal activity. And he's talking about really the terrible burden on our society today of violent crime, where people are put into prison for a murder or attempted murder, and it costs $25,000 a year. And what most people don't understand is we certainly have more people in prison proportionally than any other country. We have 7 million Americans in prison, probation, or parole. 7 million Americans. And a disproportionate number of those are black. And it is not necessarily because the blacks are bad, but because they are much more susceptible to the poisons and the toxins released by hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is used in water supplies all across America in the name of fluoridation, than, of course, their comparable whites in those same areas. So, Dr. Masters, please pick up the story there.
So let's just think a little bit about taxpayers' money. If it costs $25,000 per year to put a violent offender in jail, for every 100 offenders in jail for a single year, that's $2.5 million, which adds up a little bit. And I've got evidence that where silicon fluorides are used, roughly speaking, for every 100,000 people in the community, and like New York or San Francisco, they've got several 100,000 people. For every 100,000 people, there will be about 100 additional violent crimes each year if silicon fluoride is in the water, taking everything else into consideration. So this is expensive for taxpayers, and it's the oddest thing in the world that we could have a real savings in what governments are spending and a real reduction in violent crime at no cost at all. Because most of the time, if somebody says, gee, you know, there's a real problem with lead in our society, there's the lead paint in old houses, that gets into kids, and the kids have difficulty, and then they become violent. And you say, well, wait a second, how much money is it going to cost to take all the lead paint off the old houses or to cap it with new paint and so forth? Curing a problem is expensive. In this case, it just involves taking a knob and turning it off and taking the flow of the acid and sending it back to the company that sold it and said, all right, you're going to have to figure out a way to get rid of this toxic chemical that is not poisoning our children.
In other words, quit putting it in the water supply and telling us we're fluoridating the water where you're really poisoning the water. No?
That's correct.
Haven't you done blood studies and found the higher level of lead in the areas where they actually have lead in the blood in the areas where they have hydrofluorosis?
I have not done a single laboratory blood study at all.
You haven't, okay?
No. What I do is I do the statistics.
All right.
There are three large studies of... One is in the state of Massachusetts, one was in the state of New York, and one was a National Health and Nutrition Survey in counties of over 500,000 in large cities. And in each of those three surveys, there were accurate statistics of the blood lead in a very large sample of children.
All right, fine.
And so in the total for the three samples altogether is over 400,000 children, so that's a fairly... reasonable test.
Now, somebody then actually did finger sticks and checked out...
Oh, that's right. And I'm just using the scientifically published studies, and what I find is that if you look at the average level of lead that's found in City A and in City B, if they use silicon fluoride in City B, it's always much higher.
And it wouldn't
happen that way by accident, except like one time in 100 or one time in 1,000.
And wasn't it even much higher among the black population in those cities than in the white population?
It's higher among the blacks than the whites. And it's much easier to deal with these things if you have a scientific paper and have a graph, because then you can look and you can see exactly what the difference is. Now, I didn't really think that I would get into that, so I'm not really
wasn't really planning to try and make all these statistics easily understandable here on the radio.
All right, fine. Well, we'll stick with what you'd like to stick with, but I just wanted to get that fact out for my own clarification because I think it is so significant. I mean, the studies have been done. The blood levels are elevated with lead. Why aren't we hearing about it? Where is that cry? And especially when it involves blacks so much more than whites.
Well, I think the answer...
Hold that thought for just a minute, please.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read just one? Hi, I'm Jeff Flam, founder of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your entire family. Kids do better in school, teens can score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo of IQ is only available for a limited time, so call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-990-1878. That's 1-800-990-1878. 1-800-990-1878.
Funny thing, it's a problem everywhere.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Professor Roger Masters, and he's simply pointing out that many times in universities, everything is so compartmentalized that one professor doesn't understand what the problem is, but another professor is addressing, and many of these problems are multifaceted. In other words, hyperactivity. Some hyperactivity is related to genetic abnormalities, others related to lead or other poisoning, which, of course, you know, simply works on the same mechanism within the brain as the gene does. But unless there's somebody addressing both of them, you have one professor looking at the issue from one point of view, another from another, and there's no communication back and forth. So please pick up the story there.
So I think we all know the stories of bureaucracies where you go to the town hall and the people who are handling taxes don't know at all what has happened over there in some other part of a local bureaucracy that's handling some rules about, let's say, fire protection or something like that, and there are big differences that any application of a rule, there's a big fight about that. And in science, the same thing happens. So I think what we really need to do is to have more occasions to talk to each other. And there's a big problem nowadays is a surprise, I think. It's computers and email.
Right.
Much better if you sit down and have lunch with somebody. I'd rather be having this conversation, Dr. Stan, with you over lunch.
Well, it's a long way back then, Dr.
We have a long way to reach across right. the country, wouldn't we? It's not very practical.
Well, anyway, I think it's exciting, though, that we can get this information out to our listeners to understand the dangers of what we're doing, because in the name of helping children's teeth, we're poisoning large numbers of children here, and this may be playing a significant factor in this explosion of violent crime we're seeing in America. Would that be a fair appraisal?
That's a fair appraisal, but I could add something else. I only do this because I was asked to work on this by a brilliant chemical engineer, Myron Copeland. First of all, I have to make it clear that he has played a crucial role not only in getting me started doing this, but in the work itself. He's taught me a great deal. But secondly, he's done some work recently that's very different on the way hydrofluorosilicic acid, if it's combined with something called chloramine, which is used instead of chlorine to disinfect water, has the effect of leaching lead from a brass faucet. There's more lead coming out of the faucet, and the lead is coming not from the water, but it's getting actually coming from the brass, because brass always has a little bit of lead in it. It's a very, very interesting bit of research, and it's a good example of how the way in which science works best is when there are remarkably intelligent people who work with others on a problem that they both find interesting, and they have complementary expertise. But that little study about phosphoric acid in some situations with the chloramine producing leaching of lead from brass, I haven't had anything to do with that. Other people have done it, and I just find it a very valuable insight to why it is that getting narrowly specialized is the way you get ahead in the university. But it doesn't help us find out how to solve problems.
Well, of course, the one thing that you pointed out is if there's hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water, it's added in the name of water fluoridation, it's really to get rid of this toxic substance. So toxic you can't throw it in the river, you can't dump it in the ocean, but it's all right to put it in our drinking water. But, you know, certainly in those areas where we find an increased level in the level of blood, pardon me, of lead in the blood. So the question is, how then do we get the lead in the blood of the children in the areas with the hydrofluorosilicic acid? And of course, you pointed out that this could actually leach lead from bronze faucets, but are most faucets bronze? Is that where it's
coming from? No, that's not the real reason.
All right, okay.
The real reason, and I'm just looking at a file that has a graph in it that my friend Mike Copeland put together. It's very interesting. Remember that I mentioned that in our statistics, the number of children who, in any community, who have absorbed high levels of lead seem to be higher for blacks than for whites, and they're made higher with the silico for it.
Right.
So what this graph is, and I just wish I could get you a copy of this graph that every person listening could see. It's a graph of the actual level of blood for each individual child in the big study. It was called the National Health and Nutrition Evaluation Survey. It's a big survey of lots of children in, I think it was always in kindergarten or something like that, in large cities. So what this graph is each individual child, it's not averages, each individual child is put on a scale from 0 to 50 for the number of micrograms per deciliter of lead in the blood. 10 micrograms per deciliter is the usual level of action or danger, and so there's a dashed line across the chart, and most of the little dots are below the dashed line, but lots of dots above. And all of the children who live where there is no silico fluoride, a red dot, and all the kids where there's a lot of silico fluoride have a black triangle. And almost all of the dots above 10, which is 10 micrograms per deciliter, almost all the places, all the people, all the kids who have high lead in their blood are living in places with a lot of silico fluorides. Here's just a couple of exceptions. But there's also, this graph is another thing. That's bottom to top. In the other dimension, the graph has poverty. And all of the kids except two are very poor. And it's the combination of poverty and silico fluoride, not just the silico fluoride, that's producing the real difficulty. And if you look at the separate graphs for blacks and whites, it is many more blacks who are suffering. So it's, some people are vulnerable, and the vulnerability is made much worse by silico fluorides. Silico fluorides, now exactly what the biochemical mechanism is for this increased vulnerability, that's not my kind of research. So I know there are some hunches that we have, but I'm not shut about it because I don't really know. You know, all I've got is the statistics which show what's called an association, and we ought to really be doing a lot of study of this before we put this stuff in the water. And
well, how were they able to get this into water supplies across America without ever testing it for toxicity? I mean,
it's very simple. They tested sodium fluoride, and they said it was all right. And then somebody said, well, the Public Health Service said, we assume that the fluoride part of the H2SiF6 will dissociate as fully as the fluoride in sodium fluoride, NaF. That is, sodium fluoride, just those two things, sodium and fluoride. Salicylic acid has got two hydrogens, silicon, and six fluorides, and they just assumed that the fluoride would come off.
But how could they put it in without being just absolutely certain it was safe and endangering the lives of people across America?
But when it was put in the water in 1943, it was a matter of national security. It was necessary to get rid of this silico fluoride without letting the Germans or the Japanese know how much of it was being thrown away.
Right.
And it was also necessary to show, to avoid showing anybody who even had a lot of it. So the Manhattan Project sold public health people on the idea of putting sodium fluoride in water for fluoridation, and then we were just fluoridating the water, and it was bait and switch. They didn't tell anybody. They just said, well, are we using this fluoridation is good for you, and they just said, that's all.
And, of course, most dentists honestly believe that they're putting sodium fluoride in. They're not probably one in a thousand realize they're using hydrofluor salicylic acid and the terrible toxicity of this product.
Absolutely. I mean, I've gone to, as I think I may have mentioned, I've gone to a program in Manchester, New Hampshire. They're about to start putting this in their water supply last year. And Dr. C. Everett Koop went down to give a press conference on why it was a good idea. And it was really strange. Two things about that are strange. First, the press conference itself was all about fluoride. There was no mention whatever of the chemical used. Just fluoridation is good. It cuts the cost of tooth decay. It's good, it's good, it's good. But I will tell you that something that happened because it was astounding. I called up, when I found out that Dr. Koop was going to be giving a press conference in favor of fluoridation, and they were planning to use silico fluorides, I thought I'd go down to see if he talked about the chemical at all. So I called his office here at Dartmouth, because we're both on the Dartmouth faculty, and I talked to the secretary, and I asked her, just when and where is the press conference that Dr. Koop is giving in Manchester, New Hampshire? And she said, well, I know it's next such and such a day at such and such an hour, but I don't know where it is in Manchester. So I said, thank you very much. And so I figured, well, a press conference and a newspaperman in Manchester would know where it was, because he'd be going. So I called up a newspaperman and found out where it was. And I drove down there, got down there early. And as I walked up to the building where the news conference was scheduled, there was Dr. Koop standing on the sidewalk. Now, Dr. Koop and I look a little bit alike because I have a beard a little bit like his. We're both on the same campus, so we pass each other and say hello. I mean, he knows who I am. I've sent him copies of my work and things. And so I just said hello, and I said, how are you? And he said, well, his wife wasn't very well, but he was okay. And so I went inside, and then about a half an hour later, it was time to go up an elevator to the room where he was giving a press conference. And standing at the elevator was Dr. Koop and a man I'd never seen before. And the man I'd never seen before, they were just standing there at the elevator. He said, what's your name? I said, I'm Roger Masters. And he said, well, you know, you're not, this is a private meeting, and if you try and go in, we have two armed policemen, and they're going to arrest you.
So much for freedom of speech.
Yeah, well, my immediate reaction may surprise you. I said, well, that's fine. Go ahead and arrest me. And I said, look, I called Dr. Koop's secretary. She didn't say it was private. I greeted Dr. Koop. I called a journalist to find out where it was. He didn't say it was private. I greeted Dr. Koop on the sidewalk just now. He didn't say it was private. So if you want to arrest me, arrest me. I know I'd be on the front page of the New York Times. So he didn't say anything, and I just turned around and walked away. When I got to the door a few minutes later, there was one armed policeman and this tall man who I'd talked to before, and he said, we've decided to let you in, but if you say anything, this policeman will arrest you.
And of course, this, what they really don't want is for the public to learn the truth. And
that's correct. And I actually was not, they were probably thinking that I was intending to cause a scene. I had no intention. I didn't have anything with me to hand out to the journalist. I was not intending to do anything whatsoever. I pointed out to him when he said, if you say anything, we'll arrest you. I said, look, I'm not a journalist. This is a press conference. I'm not going to say anything. I just want to listen. But it was striking to me that they were so terrorized that I would get up and say something.
I think you, Dr. Masters, I've been at this game for 44 years. I've worked within organized medicine. I will tell you, on different subjects, there is an organized effort to keep the public from hearing the truth on many issues. I was more involved with the AIDS epidemic and the fact that we're not trying to stop it, but I ran into the same problem over and over and similar problems over again. So,
you know what the principle behind it all is? I would like to know if anyone who's listened to this program has ever seen a bureaucrat admit that his pants were around his ankles.
Well, of course, the thing is that they've destroyed the lives of so many young black men, and in a nation with over 7 million people in prison, probation, or parole, and many of them there because of the toxic poisoning of the water supply. And then, of course, when you just want to go and do a press briefing to hear it, and you're threatened with being arrested, I think this shows you a great deal and demonstrates a great deal of the fact that some people know what's going on, and they just don't want that information out.
Well, I think partly it's a very big difference between the principle of science. I mean, my view has always been, in this particular issue as others, since I'm engaged in science, if somebody has evidence that I'm wrong, present it. If my publication, if one of my publications has a mistake in it, I'll retract it. I have to do that. That's my obligation. But a lot of people have become very much concerned with their own ego, and they want to believe that they want everybody to know they've made a mistake.
But, of course, there's a tremendous amount of money involved. In fact, recently, I was told by a physician from Southern California that they're going to begin fluoridating the water in his area with hydrofluorosilicic acid. And the Dental Association has given, and the figure he used was $55 million. Now, I don't know whether that's a little high, but they're giving millions and millions of dollars to communities to get them to use this toxic substance of the water supply. And why would the American Dental Association be doing things like that? I know they're trying to do the similar things in Watsonville, just across the county here, offering millions of dollars, of course, to get them to put a poison in the water. That doesn't make sense.
Well, I think one of the things that has struck me is the position of the American Dental Association on this issue of water fluoridation. And I've had at least one health journalist who presented the following argument. And I did some checking on this, and I found there is evidence for this. The dental profession has not been forthcoming in providing services under Medicaid. And one reason for that is that any one treatment paid for by the government under Medicaid, most dentists don't make anywhere near as much as they do for private practice. So that, for instance, in the state of Vermont, somebody said that there were only, I don't know, two or three dentists in the whole state who would take Medicaid patients at all. And the argument that the journalist presented was that the dental profession has taken the position that fluoridation takes care of the teeth of the poor, so you don't have to worry about Medicaid.
But, of course, it doesn't. I mean, they have just as many cavities overall in cities like San Francisco and New York, which are fluoridated and have been for 50 years, as you have in surrounding communities. So,
well, actually, that's absolutely true for a very specific reason. Fluoride, when it contacts the surface of the tooth, can make the tooth surface harder. So if you use sodium fluoride in toothpaste, that may actually cut cavities. Swallowing fluoride does nothing to your teeth.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment. Our guest has been Professor Roger Masters. And, of course, I hope many of you out there want to get copies of this interview and listen to it. This is really one of the most amazing stories. And, in fact, you're not hearing it from so many other sources. It simply reflects the degree of control that exists over what we think. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, another protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I'd like to introduce you to an amazing central breakthrough product called Nutritrala, the time-relief alpha-lipoic acid, the very first master super antioxidant in the world. In many countries, this has now been released in the last few months as literally a drug. It is not. It is a long-acting form of the recycler of all your antioxidant systems in your body to protect your DNA, your mitochondria, and your energy production in your cells. If you want to protect your cells, if you want to lower tissue insulin resistance, if you want to protect your DNA and your mitochondria, the most important, powerful protectant available now is Nutritrala. N-U-T-R-I-T-R-A-L-A. You can purchase at 888-212-8871 or securely online at Nutramedical, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, bringing you solutions for life. Take care and listen to the Nutramedical Report Monday to Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. and Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m. here on Genesis Network.
Hold that thought right there. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Professor Roger Masters at Dartmouth. And thank you so much for being with us and taking the time. It's been a real pleasure.
it's been a pleasure for me, and thank you very much for what you've done not only tonight, but all the time. Listeners should continue to listen to the kind of thing you present. Thank you.
God bless and bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Well,
bye-bye.
Okay, well, that was Dr. Roger Masters, and you really have to understand what's going on. We have a wonderful book called The Fluoride Deception. That's The Fluoride Deception. We actually have 2-4 tape sets on fluoride and several excellent DVDs on fluoride, which we hope that you'll want to get and have this information readily available. If you order any of the other things and request my newsletter on fluoride, you can pick it up. We'll be glad to send it to you free of charge. Or if you have access to the Internet, go to RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com and just go to the letters and then scroll down until you come on the one on the fluoride or fluoride poisoning. They're poisoning our children. They know exactly what they're doing. And actually, of course, we have an excellent a talk called The Hidden Agenda. That's The Hidden Agenda. And you can get it either the DVD or the video that goes with that. It's my talk on water fluoridation. And the syllabus really is the most important thing because you'll have all the scientific studies that come out of the journal Fluoride, which is actively suppressed by organized medicine and by organized dentistry. And it's even very, very hard to find the access to this on the Internet. We got it, and we got permission from the editors of the magazine to get this information out. And scientists throughout the world wonder why we are poisoning our children. Fluoride, of course, decreases fertility. It lowers the intelligence of the IQ. It leads to cancers, and cancers at the and they know statistically a much higher incidence of osteogenic sarcoma and even general tumors in the population. And it has to do with suppressing the thyroid and the endocrine system and so many things that destroy the health of the American people. And the fact that you're not being told this, and the dentists and the doctors, you know, support water fluoridation. And you, next time you talk to your doctor or dentist, ask him, well, where are the scientific studies that show the safety of the use of hydrofluosilicic acid? They don't even know that's what they're putting in there. And it simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to get Chris Bryson's book on the fluoride deception. Our 2-4 tape sets on water fluoridation, the 2 DVDs we have, or perhaps there are 3 now, on water fluoridation, and then my talk on the hidden agenda. The hidden agenda, and of course, you get any of these things, we'll be glad to send you, along with it, if you requested a copy of my newsletter on water fluoridation. And, of course, we asked the question, why are they poisoning our children? Well, of course, it was Bertrand Russell who said, by the use of diet injections and injunctions, we will so control the mind of the children that they will never be able to think independent of what they've been programmed by their schoolmaster. By diet injections and injunctions. That comes from, I believe, page 50 of Bertrand Russell's book, The Impact of Science on Society, and we actually have duplicated those pages we got permission, and they're duplicated in the syllabus, Hidden Agenda. Understand they're poisoning our children. Now, you can get the fluoride out if you're drinking water, in large part, using certainly the Berkey Light, or the big Berkey for that matter, but we recommend the Berkey Light and putting special filters on there, and it'll take the fluoride out. But really, you need, of course, to get the information out. You need to help us explain to people. Somebody has a different agenda. Certainly, Adolf Hitler, he was used water fluoridation, you know, in the occupied areas of Germany. They understood the profound impact it had. The Soviets used it in the Gulag. And, of course, they used it, you know, today to keep prisoners quiet. But, of course, you're never going to hear this sort of thing. Anyway, get our newsletter and, of course, pray for America.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're back.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio.